This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and these are our stories for Friday, February 1st. A demanding agenda faced the ARRL Board of Directors when it convened for its annual meeting January 18th and 19th. Several new faces were around the table, with 4 newly elected ARRL directors, 1 newly elected vice director, and 1 recently appointed vice director. Attending for their first meeting as board members were Hudson Division Director Rhea Jiram, N2RJ, New England Division Director Fred Hopengarten, K1VR, Northwestern Division Director Mike Ritz, W7VO, and Roanoke Division Director George Bud Hippisley, W2RU. Also present were Northwestern Division Vice Director Mark Tharp, KB7HDX, and Rocky Mountain Division Vice Director Robert Wareham, N0ESQ, who was appointed last fall to fill a vacancy. On a voice vote, the board authorized $485,000 to fund a project carried out by Connecticut Media and Advertising Consultants Minson Hoke to develop lifelong learning strategies and programs aimed at attracting and retaining ARRL members, especially newly licensed radio amateurs. The board adopted an ARES plan as recommended by the Programs and Services Committee. Committee Chair Dale Williams said the ARES plan will establish training programs and 3 levels of ARES membership. The board received the report of ARRL CEO Howard Mickle, WB2ITX, who outlined plans to reorganize and refocus the activities at ARRL headquarters. Mickle said providing better value to membership is a top priority, and he sees value creation and value delivery as key components to long-term membership retention and growth. The board repealed the ARRL policy on board governance and conduct of members of the board of directors and vice directors, commonly known as the Code of Conduct, on an 11-3 vote with 1 abstention. As already announced, the board withdrew, without prejudice to refiling, ARRL's December 18, 2018 petition for rulemaking to the FCC, which sought to amend the Part 97 Amateur Service Rules to incorporate the provisions of the Amateur Radio Parity Act, or ARPA. The board said that ARRL needs to review, re-examine, and reappraise ARRL's regulatory and legislative policy with regard to private land use restrictions. For those just getting started on their amateur radio journey, the podcast So Now What? Will launch on Thursday, March 7th, and new episodes will be posted every other Thursday, alternating new episode weeks with the ARRL The Doctor Is In podcast. Co-hosting So Now What? Will be ARRL Communications Content Producer Michelle Patnode, W3MVP, and ARRL Station Manager Joe Karsha, NJ1Q. Presented as a lively conversation, with Patnode representing newer hams and Karsha the veteran operators, the podcast will explore questions that newer hams may have and the issues that keep participants from staying active in the hobby. Some episodes will feature guests to answer questions on specific topic areas. Topics to be discussed in the first several episodes include getting started, operating modes available to technician licensees, VEC and licensing issues, sunspots and propagation, mobile operating, contesting, amateur radio and pop culture, and perceptions of technician license holders. Given the growing popularity of podcasts, ISGR believes that providing this information in a podcast format will be a very effective method of reaching out and engaging this particular part of the amateur radio community, which is important for building and maintaining amateur radio interest and activity. Listeners will be able to find the So Now What podcast on Apple iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher, free registration required, or browse the site as a guest, and through the free Stitcher app for iOS, Kindle, or Android devices, or wherever you get your podcasts. Episodes will also be archived on the ARRL website. Some of the enthusiasm engendered by youngsters on the air, known simply as Yoda, has spilled over into IARU Region 2. A group of a half dozen young radio operators calling itself Team Exuberance will visit the contest superstation of Tim Duffy K3LR in late March for the CQ Worldwide WPX SSB event. The team was inspired in part by Yoda's youth contesting program in Europe, which arranges for youthful IARU Region 1 members to participate in contests from Top Gun stations. Last year's YCP station hosts included ES5TV, 9A1A, EC2DX, 403A, and DM9EE, with more YCP events planned for 2019.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
Origami Sat 1 is now known as Fuji Oscar 98 or FO98. And Nexus, which launched at the same time, has been granted Fuji Oscar 99 or FO99. I spoke of maybe upgrading your station to receive the 5.8 GHz downlink from Origami Sat 1 or FO98. This is a bit more of a challenge than you might think. First of all, you have to have a 2-foot or 3-foot dish. You're going to have to keep it pointed at the satellite while correcting for Doppler. Doppler in this case at such a high frequency can be a bit over 100 kilohertz. Then, with a short footprint of say 10 to 15 minutes, you really have to be spot on with all your equipment in order to receive the downlink. Think you're up to the challenge? It is worth giving it a shot if you're into microwaves. To make it even more of a challenge, it transmits for 5 seconds and is off for 10 seconds. We mentioned how 8085 has battery issues. The satellite has been placed in transponder mode and may switch in and out of safe mode. Please keep your power down if you're going to use a satellite in order to preserve the batteries as much as possible. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
This is the ARRL Audio News Propagation Forecast for Friday, February 1st. We have a small sunspot that'll be sliding out of view within the next few days, and it's been tossing out a few solar flares. As a result, the solar flux index has edged up to about 74, and there have been some reports of significant band openings on 15 meters. Better enjoy it while you can. We're also entering a stream of solar particles thanks to a big hole in the sun's atmosphere, so expect some geomagnetic disruptions over the next several days or so. On VHF and UHF, all that dry Arctic air has really shut down the tropospheric band openings throughout the country, with one exception, the coasts of Oregon and Washington.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.